Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM. It's, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock here on the Tuesday afternoon, and of course that's time for Swing Time, presented as usual by with myself, John Yule, and also Michael Coates, who will be along a little bit later on. And I can promise you one thing now, this is the one programme in British media this week that we will not be talking politics on. We began this week with the old standby. If you can't find a starter, always go to Horace Silver. In Pursuit of the 27th Man is the name of this album, which was recorded at the Vernon Gelder Studios in Englewood, New Jersey, on the 6th of October and the 10th of November 1972. That was one of the 5 out of 7 recorded numbers that Horace composed himself, and it is called Gregory Is Here. It was written some 6 months after the birth of Horace's son, who of course was called Gregory. The rest of the band then: Randy Brecker on flugelhorn, Michael Brecker on tenor, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Mickey Roker on drums, and of course Horace Silver on the piano. And as I say, there will be there will be further references to Horace Silver later in this first hour. Returning now to the live set recorded in Indianapolis, celebrating the centenary 2 years ago of the birth of legendary trombonist J.J. Johnson, a concert led by trombonist John Fedchuk, and which became the album Justifiably J.J. We also hear from Steve Alley on piano, Jeremy A. Allen on the bass, and Sean Dobbins on the drums. The selection here was composed by someone widely praised on this particular programme, but usually more as an arranger than a composer, and that's Manny Albom. The title of his composition is Lullaby of Jazzland.
Oh, Thank you.
A fine performance from John Fetchuk and his lineup there. Singer and pianist Tony Desar appears to be committed over the next 12 months, touring his tribute shows, recognising Cole Porter, Billy Joel and Frank Sinatra. This tour going all over North America. None of these three artists, though, are particularly connected to Just In Time, although I do know that Sinatra recorded it. Composed, of course, by Betty Comden, Adolph Green and Julie Stein for the musical Bells Are Ringing. Todd Firth actually plays piano here, as opposed to Tony himself. Bucky Pizzarelli is on guitar, Mike Lee is on the bass. The album was recorded throughout 2003 and 2004 at various locations throughout New Orleans and New Jersey. Tony Desar then, from his album Want You, and of course this is Just In Time.
Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. But now you're here, and I know where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with me, your host, John Yule. And once again, apologies for the podcast not having been available recently from the Sheffield Live website. As I said last week, if you do know anyone who listens on the podcast, please give them our apologies and explain to them the situation. Drummer Mike Clark, San Franciscan drummer Mike Clark's very successful album Itia Doshin was released last year and featured some fine contributions from pianist Patrice Rushen, who is firmly demonstrated on this upcoming track. The album was recorded at Hideout, which is H-Y-D-E, so it's obviously on Hyde Street in San Francisco, and it was recorded on the 13th of September and 23rd of December in 2024. The other musicians, as well as Patrice and Mike, are Eddie Henderson on trumpet and Henry Franklin on bass. This is the Ray Noble standard, which is normally taken at a much more frantic pace than you're going to hear now. This is Cherokee.
Thank you.
You don't associate Rodgers and Hammerstein with unsuccessful musicals, but they did manage failure in 1947 with Allegro, which only lasted on Broadway for 9 months and hasn't been seen of since. It did, however, produce one standard, The Gentleman is a Dope, sung for us now by Cheryl Benteen. This is from an album called Eastern Standard Time, which was recorded at the Triton Studios in Glendale, California, and released in 2018. The band is made up of Rich Eames on piano, Gabe Davis on bass, Dave Till on drums, Bob Shepherd is the saxophonist, and the vocalist, as I've just said, is Cheryl Benteen.
The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him. Very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged.
Thank you.
Cheryl Benteen. The gig guide for this week here on Swing Time then, and a few things to get through this week. We begin tonight at Worksop Library, 7:30 start for saxophonist Ben Martin and his quartet, the rest of the band comprising of the pianist Matt Ratcliffe, the bass player Martin Spencer and the drummer Andrew Wood. Jazz at the Lescar on Wednesday this week, the 13th. This is an eight-piece lineup, which is called the Ancient Infinity Orchestra. Uplifting melodies and improvisation centred on leader Ozzy Mosey's compositions. He's a double bass player. And in fact, the band comprises of four reed players, two bass players, a drummer and a piano. And speaking of large lineups, at Cabanas on Thursday this week, it's the 18-piece Lancet Dance Orchestra with swing, funk and soul. We're moving now on to Saturday, and the free concerts are in swing at the Leopold Square venue, the free admission concerts, as I think I explained last week. And on Saturday at 2 o'clock, the band performing will be Louie Louie Louie, a four-piece from Leeds featuring vocal harmonies, which cover a wide range of styles. Also on Saturday, the Sheffield Jazz have their last production, their last promotion of this current sort of winter-spring season, and that's at the Crucible, 7:15 start. Gwilym Simcock and friends, Gwilym Simcock on piano, Connor Chaplin on bass, Bob Buckland on sax, Claire Booth on soprano, and members of an ensemble called Ensemble 360, which is a string and reed combination lineup. So that should be something rather different. New jazz-inspired life brought to award-winning makeovers of classical music. So obviously there'll be some familiar themes there, but not necessarily from the jazz world. Back to Leopold Square for Sunday afternoon, and the band there is Nahum Kavanagh and the High Fives, a fairly regular booking for Leopold Square and associate venues. They'll be presenting an electrifying blend of foot-tapping swing, blues and soul. Back to the music. We've had quite a lot of West Coast music today, and we've got some more coming up in this final portion of the first hour of Swing Time. The late San Francisco pianist Eric Berman. This album was recorded in Oakland in 1999. Having studied with Chucho Valdez, Eric was a musician who very much followed Latin directions. With his own piano in this trio, we hear from Eric Berman on piano, of course, Andy Woodhouse on bass, Phil Thompson on drums. And this is Eric's own composition. It's also the title track of the album. It's called Brazilian Woman. At the start of the show, I promised more Horace Silver, and here it comes, courtesy of the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. This is Horace's composition, Jody Grind. Coming up then, solos from tenor player Richie Woodward, trombonist Ryan Porter, and on the drums, Jeff Hamilton himself. Here we go then with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and Jody Grind. Now, from the same session recorded at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild in Pittsburgh during May 2004, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra now pay tribute to Horace Silver via John Clayton's own composition, and indeed John's own arrangement. John did all the arrangements on this session, as he usually does with the band. A track called Silver Celebration, which I think is rather self-explanatory. And soloists here are Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Jeff Hamilton again on drums, and George Bohannon on trombone. This is the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and Silver Celebration.
Thank you. People who are born a dress their heart, I belong to the man of the month club, and here it is the end of July. It's just about time for August to come hot footing it by. You can bet that I'm 12 times as happy as gals with only one man a year. And now is the time for August to put my heart in high gear, and he can do it. Ooh, you ought to see him with that baby. I'm here, your worries are over. Smile, and when we kiss, I know it won't be cold enough for winter for a long, long while. I belong to the man of the month club, and this July was only so-so. Now that it's time for August, I've got 31 days to glow.
And finishing us off after a bit of a false start there was Julie London and a greatly celebrated album, Calendar Girl, recorded at Capitol in 1956 with arrangements by Pete King. We heard Time for August. I've been John Yule. Stand by for Mike Coates taking over.